Good morning. Thank you, Gary, for covering the last couple of weeks. We're at Tzadi Testament Aleph, close to the top of the page, but I wanna just remind ourselves like where we are. The Gemara on Tzadi Testament Aleph asked the question about the following case. What happens if the person says to a shliach zavin lischa ve'alzava zavin laikura, right? So he told his shliach to sell half a kura of a field, and then he goes ahead and he sells more than he was commanded to sell. So what's the halacha? Do we say mosif ha'devarifu v'lischa miyakani? Like, did he like just add to that which the shliach had asked him, the mishalayach had asked him to do? And so at the very least, the sale of half works. I mean, he sells the full core, right? So that was wrong. He was only supposed to sell half of it. So do we say, okay, so he added, that was a mistake, but at least the half he sold, because that's what that much he was told to do. Oh, dilma mavriam ba'advarifu v'lischa nami lokani. Or do we say, no, he violated the command of the Mishaleach, and therefore everything he does is null and void, and nothing counts. So the Gemara later on Tzadi Chesem Beis, tries to bring a proof for this case from our Mishnah. So the Gemara, we're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom on Tzadi Chesem Beis, brings our Mishnah as tries to bring a proof one way or the other. So the Gemara says as follows, Tashma, Haisak Subasa Mana Umachar Shav Mana V'dinar, right? Umachar shava mana dinar b'mana. Right. So what happened? So a woman has a ksuba that's worth 100, and now she takes a field that is worth her husband's field that's worth mana v'dinar, right? Just basically 101, basically, and sells it for less than its actual value. It sells it for 100. So getting the 100 gets the 100 that she deserves, but it's now it's oversold or undersold, and now the Yisomim, who really otherwise get the field because it's the husband's property, she only gets up to 100. The extra one isn't hers; it belongs to them. So, sort of wasting their section of the field. So what happens? So we say the mission says that michra batel, right? That the sale is no good. Right? She oversold; it wasn't supposed to. So my lav the zavin shavim mana v'dinar b'mana v'dinar, right? So what's the isn't the case where she actually told something that was worth 101, right? For 101 umay b'mana. Then why did the language of the Mishnah say that she sold it for 100? Right? It's not really 100, meaning mana shalah, right? Umay afilu, meaning and she really sold it. Again, it was like for the right amount, but she kind of like takes responsibility for that extra one, basically. Umaya filu, and the mission there says afilu, even if she did it that way, he omeris achziris hadin yorshi and bedina makarkai v'katani micha batal. And she says, and the mission says, and even if she's going to say that I'll pay back the extra one, right? Then nevertheless, the mechira is no good. Why is that? Because basically she serves as the shliach of the Yisomim, right? She serves as their shliach. They owe her the 100 for her ksuba, so she goes ahead, she sells the field on their behalf, and then collects her money, and finished. So the fact that what did she do? She oversold, even by one dinar, what was not really her rishus to sell, and even though she says, I'll pay it back, and whatever, it doesn't make a difference. You oversold, you were violated the shlichus, in a certain sense, and the mechir is batel. So what do you see? You see that the answer to our question is that if you oversell what the Mishaleach asked you to sell, the whole thing is null and void. You're not just mosif, but you actually the whole thing is nullified. So Gemara says, "Am Rafuna, Breid Rav Nasan, Lo." No, it's not the case, right? Bida Ozil. No, the case is Bida Ozil. Right? It's a scenario where she like over. It was like how do you translate Ozil? Overvalued.
Undercharged,
right? So she undercharges, and the Rashi says mushum hachi michra batel, right? The tasa shemachra shavamana v'dina b'mana. The answer is no. It's not where 101. She sold something for 101 that was worth 101. No, she undersold it, and because of that she made a mistake, right? And because of that the whole thing's batel. So meaning you want to argue that the case was she sold the right thing, but she just took, you know, was ready to pay back, for example. And the answer is no. That's not. If that would happen, maybe Bittach would be okay. But it's because the whole thing was a mistake. That's why she. That's why the sale is null and void. And so maybe you don't have a proof for our towards our question. So Gemara says fine. Now it's Tani says someone else. How me the safe? But that's true. If you're the way you're going to set up an understanding of the Mishnah is that the case was with the Ozel that she actually under. You know, she undercharged, so that's a problem. Why? Because if the seifa is b'de ozil, so then b'de ozil avi reisha b'de lo ozil, right? And then it must be that the first case is where she didn't undercharge, right? The katani seifa ha'isik subasa arba me'ozuz machal azeb emana v'lazeb emana v'la'achron yaf emana sorry, yaf emana v'dinar b'mana sha'achron mi'achar batel. Right, so the case there is that her ksuba was worth 400. She sells to three people 100, 100, 100. And then for the last one, she does the same thing as we did here. She undersells one, or she undersells for one of them. So in that case, we say the first three are fine. The last one is batal. Why? The reason it's batal is because she undersold, right? So if the seifa, the last case, is a case of underselling, and that's why the mechira is no good, then why teach me, how can you make the resha the same exact case? Like, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is where she undersold, but that's what the seifa is. So that's, meaning every case comes new to teach me something new. So if that's how it happened, so then what are you teaching me? So that's it. So meaning that's not a good ukemta, you can't say that's the case, in which case, maybe they bring the whole thing back, and maybe it is haka proof for this original question of when you oversell, you know, do you is the whole thing, or do more than the mishalech asked you to do? Are you now is the whole thing batal or not? So the question is no. Lo, reisha v'seifa b'de ozel. No, it is true. Really, both cases are where she undervalued it. Okay, v'seifa hakamash malan taima de ozel b'de yasme ave b'dida mechar kayim. Right. So meaning, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. There's two different cases here, right? In the resha, yes, the case was b'de ozil, fine. But the chiddush of the seifa is that what in the first 300, right? She's owed 400, right? So the first 300, when she, you know, undervalues or whatever, when she does that, so she's the one getting messed over because she's still filling up her 400 that she's owed. But by the last case, she gets to 400. Once she gets to 401, she's not messing up herself anymore. Who's she messing over? The Yisomim, right? So the chiddush is that in both cases, right? When she undersells herself or undersells the Yisomim, in both cases, I would think that when she undersells, you know, undervalues for herself, that she that the mechir would be good. The answer is no. In both cases, when she undervalues, it makes the mechir no good. Fine. So Gemara says fine, but how mid the ratio? So in which case? Good. It is a case of ozil, and that's the reason why the mechira is batel, and that's why our mission is not a proof to either way for the question of what happens when the shliach overdoes that which the mishalech asked him to do. Fine. So Gemara says fine, but hamid the resha shamis mina. But the resha I would learn from the following: ha'isik suba sa masayim umachar shav masayim shav mana b'masayim o shav masayim b'mana niskavak subasa. So, but wait a second. Wait a second. But in the resha, I could have learned, right? This other point, right, which was that if the ksuba is worth 200, and she sells a field worth 100 for 200, or worth 200 for 100, her ksuba is accepted, right, and it's good. And we don't say in that case. Rashi says v'lo amrinan mechir batel. Right, we don't say in that case that her mechiri is batel. So the Gemara says, "But the same of what might I have thought? Hasam hudi istakala mehai besa legamre avahacha nigzer mana rishon atu mana achron kamash malan." Right. So the reason I need that case is because what might I have thought? I might have thought that Rashi hasam hudi istakala man la. Right? Ema im tasav amanarishon nami yehei mechra batel. Meaning, what would the havmin have been, right? That in a situation where, I guess the end of the sale doesn't like finalize the deal or make her ksuba fully paid off. So I might say he made a mistake. So
it clears the entire
claim.
Right.
So what? So what was the havamina?
So that's why we need both cases, right?
The Reisha and the Seifa.
Right. Because the Reisha case was where it cleared the entire claim, but the Seifa was where she still there's it's
100, 100, 100, 100. Right, her undervaluing in the first 300 didn't clear the claim.
She still has
more claims, money coming, more claims to make, right?
After the first
and what? Fine. So meaning, so I need both the Reisha and the Seifa because of those 2 points, right? But does this last line? Here's the question: does this last line undercut the point that we just made in the sense that we needed both the Reisha and the Seifa in the case where she undervalues? I mean, my point just is, what's the Gemara coming to teach me new by this line? You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking of this now. I mean, we needed to teach me that the Reisha and the Seifa, I need both of them in the case of Ozil, because in that case, I would have thought, you know, in each case of Ozil, in each of those cases, to teach me Mechir's Batel, because in one case it was Ozil B'dida and Ozil B'diyasme. Is the Gemara just kind of like finishing that up? I think so, right? It's not changing anything in terms of the conclusion, right? The conclusion is still I think it's just finishing up the point. And that's why I need both of them. And in the end of the day, I still have no proof in the direction about what to deal with this initial question about when the shliach overdoes what the mishalech asked. Correct? Does that make sense?
There's this long note in the that says, basically summarizes, right? It says that the point of the first case is that she's underselling.
To review.
Well, it's just easier than it for reading it out loud.
The first case is underselling her own, it belongs to her, and she's underselling her own thing, and she's getting whatever it's on her, right? Right. She's getting her.
She suffers the risk of loss.
Second case is that she's underselling the Yusalman, right? The third case is sort of a little bit in the middle, right? So the third case is that she's doing it three steps, or four steps, or right? Step one and two and three are fine, right? The fourth step.
The Gemara had asked the question, Hamid Reisha Shamis, you know, meaning I already knew this from the Reisha Haiksik Ubasik Sumasim Mecha Shava Manam Masayim or Shava Manam Masayim Bemanin Iskabik Subasim, meaning I already learned this point
from the
Reisha. I don't need the Reisha and Seifa but the Ozil. The answer is no, I might have thought there's a difference between when you fully have finished the claim versus not fully finished the claim.
And all that is further proving the point that
the proof is still no good. That right, the Rav Huna still wanted to bring our mission as a proof for this case. Still doesn't work. Fine. There's a long Ikeda Amre here, but let's just like start it for a second. The Ikeda Amre, there's a whole another way of reading this whole question, right? The Ikeda Amre Halo Tibaylacha Heichad Amrle Zil Zaven Li Lischa V'Zaven Li Kura. Divide most of the varav of it, right? So there's another totally different way of reading the initial question, right? And that is that, don't even ask me, right? About the case where the guy says, go sell alischa, right? And you sell, and instead the shliach sells a kor. Again, kor is double the alischa, right? So sell whatever, 100, you know, a square mile, and you sell, sold two, whatever. Or 50 acres, you sold 100 acres, whatever it is, right? That's the vade most of advarav have, meaning most of advarav, and the rest of the sale is good. Meaning the first half of the sale works, right? Ki the baylecha the amelei zil zaven lekura va'alzav zaven lelischa mai. Right. The real question is the opposite question. I said sell 100 acres, and you only sold 50. Right. And that's what the question is going to come up. Mi armina and amelei the tavelecha avdi lecha. The guys say, wait a second, now if you need your money later, if you need more cash, right? So or you need more of your field later, I only sold half of it. So you still like have some left, right? Odilma Amrle Lo Nichli the lift your star love. Or do you say no? I didn't want to sell 50 acres and 50 acres. I wanted to sell 100 acres, and I'm gonna have two different staros for two different fields. I didn't want that, right? So the question that Gemara is now gonna say, this whole question comes to talk about, is not where the shliach oversold that which the shliach has the mishliach has to do. It's gonna be what about when he undersells, right? And only sells half of that which he asked him to do, and that will pick up with tomorrow. Okay, sure.